This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins in California with Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss lists the details in Los Angeles preparing for the Olympics and the World Cup. There are now cabs, helicopter cabs, flying cabs with a pilot ready for passengers of four to go from the airport to the events without having to spend several hours in traffic, which Jeff reports is much worse than 84. Much, much worse. Also, Seattle has a new mayor who immediately took to the microphone and saying, we're going to review all our programs. We'll be raising taxes. The mayor, Kate Wilson, I believe, is a very proud socialist and expects to bring to her office socialist ideas, something like Mr. Mamdani. Talks cheap, costs money, buy rum, is the proverb. Good luck. Then a conversation about Lancaster County, where Jim cannot find no evidence of a slowdown or even a doubt about the bookings at the specialty metal store he visits, Ephrata Precision Metals, near Lancaster. Also, the data centers are going up. They're going to build a second one next to the first one, which he expects to be ready in 27. And at the Costco, he ran into a couple of tourists whose wives were attending the theater. They have a live show of Noah, sold out 3,000 people between now and the end of the year. However, they were steak experts examining at Costco the steak counter. Jim, being the reporter, Jim McTague. One was from Yorktown, Virginia. The other one was from Norfolk, Virginia, said business is big at the shipyards. They're retired. They're worried about AI. Jim asked them if they knew anybody who'd been laid off because of AI. They said no. He asked them if they'd use AI. He said no. So it's the media telling people to feel anxious. There will be changes in job structures. That is the nature of technology. Big picture. Rarers. Best report. Man by the name of David Archibald in Perth, Western Australia, introduced by Gregory Copley to me. He writes routinely about mining and minerals. Akula and Ninus are the two companies in Perth developing rare earth mines and rare earth processing. Akula uses the processor in Malaysia, and the head of Akula has moved to Kuala Lumpur to be close to the site. The way the Chinese managed to be the dominant force, though, so they can threaten to cut it off, is they started predatory pricing, I believe it's called, pricing their rare earths so low that they drove the competition out. Then they bought what wasn't driven out. They bought it from Burma, Myanmar, and sell it as their own. Now, there are a couple of rare earths that are the most desirable of all because they can handle high temperatures of 100 degrees centigrade or 150 degrees centigrade or Fahrenheit. I didn't get that out of my notes. Anyway, that's an airplane jet engine. That's why they're valuable. Symbols TB and DY. Other rare earths are various applications. Gallium, for example, which is a rare earth not found in the granite that you find TB and TY. Granite is where you find a lot of the best stuff. Gallium is to be used for data centers. Scandium is to be used with aluminum, a scandium aluminum alloy, for the skins of aircraft, very light. There are other applications I'll learn in time. Chinese have about a two-year lead. Need to build processors, activate the robotics so that the employees don't suffer the death rate that they do in China. The cancer rate of the town that mines the Inner Mongolian mine is three times the national average. That is going to be a big factor. We need rare earths, but we don't need dead miners. That won't go far. There's more to learn. David Archibald was very accommodating. He had a wonderful Australian accent, which thanks to Gregory I can solve. I hope you can. Bob Zimmerman celebrates commercial space, lots of enterprise. New Glenn flew. I had suggested the Jonah on board. Bob said no, it flew second time. But it's got hundreds to make up SpaceX. So far in the lead, let's hope they pick up their pace. Right now they have good enough for government work pace. Next launch for New Glenn scheduled for January 26th. The Goldstone antenna that was so prominent during the Apollo days is down. Bob says it's down because they were operating and got twisted up in its cords. In other words, a stupid error. Looking to fix it quickly, I hope. I encourage. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.